Explosions outside the airport in Kabul today have killed at least 6 people, wounded 3 U.S. Marines and dozens more Afghans. U.S. officials say the bombings appear to be suicide attacks. Let's bring in Quil Lawrence, who was once NPR's Kabul bureau chief and is following this story. Quil, what do we know so far?
Eyewitnesses tell NPR that there was one large explosion at the Kabul airport and then followed by gunfire. There was a second explosion at a nearby hotel called the Baron Hotel, which has been an area people have gathered to try and evacuate from the country. The Pentagon spokesman John Kirby confirmed that the explosion was at the south gate, a gate called the Abbey Gate, a southern gate on the airport. And we know that 6 people at least have been killed. Those are dead on arrival at Emergency Hospital. That's an NGO that runs a hospital in Kabul and has been there for decades. They said they have received 60 wounded as well. We don't know how many more there might be. The Pentagon called it a complex attack, which probably means a suicide bomber and gunman attacked the gate. And again, this is a breaking story, and we'll be having more information coming in.
Understood. Quickly, how might this affect the ability to evacuate more people?
Well, the State Department had asked U.S. citizens to stay away from the airport, citing specific intelligence, possibly about this kind of attack. They are worried about an attack by the Islamic State in so-called ISIS-K, Islamic State Khorasan, the local ISIS affiliate. The fact that this hadn't happened sooner might be a sign that the Taliban had some control over the area. Maybe they're losing that control, but we don't know. No one's claimed responsibility. Yeah. What it will certainly do is slow down what was already a maddening pace of getting through to that airport, even though the U.S. has managed to now evacuate probably about 100,000 people in 12 days.
That's NPR's Quil Lawrence live with the latest. Thanks so much, Quil.
Thank you.
Earlier today, we spoke with Charlotte Bellis, a reporter for Al Jazeera English, who's in Kabul but was not at the airport at the time of the explosions. And I asked her what it has been like at the airport and on the ground in the city. What is the security situation like at the airport at this moment?
Well, it's incredibly tense. We've been going down there every day, and there's a lot of gunfire. We went down there yesterday with permission from the leadership to film. We were told in no uncertain terms to leave immediately by the Taliban. They were chasing people with machetes and firing at people to disperse crowds. There was tear gas. And today we stayed away because of this threat from ISIS. But my producer did duck down there just briefly, and he said it was even more tense than it's been in previous days, and there was very few people down there.
What do we know about this particular organization, ISIS-K, that has threatened people going to the airport?
Well, ISIS-K stands for Khorasan Province. It's the regional chapter, basically. They have been quite a menacing group in recent years. They've carried out a number of attacks, especially on the Shia minority here. They like to do bombings. They like to do complex attacks and target innocent civilians. There haven't been many attacks from them, though, in recent months, and they are arch enemies with the Taliban.
Officials in the UK are also warning people to stay away from the airport, but they've suggested it might be safer to get out of Afghanistan by land. Is that something that Afghans are heeding? Are they traveling over land to get out of the nation's borders?
I mean, to a certain extent, yes. People are aware that they could drive to Pakistan. The borders have been closed because of COVID and various other things. There's a lot of people I speak with here are quite happy to stay on and just see how things play out. It's not like everybody is running for the exits. And the Taliban so far have brought a lot of security. People tell me they feel safer on the streets. It isn't, you know, in the West, in media, there's a lot of hysteria because everything's focused on the airport and you don't see much of everyday life in Kabul.
Do you feel safe reporting from Kabul?
I do. I feel very safe. I mean, I've been here for on and off for about 4 years. I feel safer now than I ever have. But the irony is I didn't feel safe before because the Taliban were targeting Kabul and targeting government figures here and carrying out attacks. Now that they're in control, they're obviously not going to target their own territory. And I haven't had any issues other than at the airport. It's a very tense place to be, and there is a lot of firing in the air. That I've said to the Taliban, like, you really need to work on your crowd control, because shooting in the air and beating people isn't really gonna an appropriate way of handling things. but it's not kind of malicious, if you will. It's just they are overwhelmed and all they know is guns.
Charlotte Bellis of Al Jazeera English speaking to us earlier before the explosions outside the airport in Kabul. We will continue to follow the developments there.